This is HPC Wire Soundbite, your weekly source of commentary and insight on the HPC stories shaping the industry. With Michael Feldman, editor of HPC Wire, and Addison Snell, CEO of Intersect 360 Research. And now, here are your hosts, Michael Feldman and Addison Snell.
Chinese super headed for HPC stardom.
And thoughts from the first HPC Cloud Conference.
Hello, everyone, and good morning for HPC Wire Soundbite for October 29th, 2010, available every Friday on iTunes and Stitcher. I'm Michael Feldman, editor of HPC Wire, and I'm joined by Nicole Hemsoff, editor of HPC in the Cloud. Hey, good morning, or good afternoon for you, I guess.
Yeah, it's afternoon here.
Well, thanks for joining us on the podcast today. My normal podcast counterpart, Addison, is traveling back from Germany today, where he attended the ISC Cloud Conference at Frankfurt. So we're definitely going to talk about that.
Actually, Michael, before we get into that, from what I understand, there was a rather stunning revelation that came out of China Wednesday. Do you want to talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, it's hard to ignore that story. That definitely made the papers. It got a lot of coverage in the general press, so we should talk about it. And for those of you who hadn't heard about it, this week it was announced that a Chinese supercomputer hit the 2.5 petaflop mark on Linpack. And that beats out the current champ, which is Jaguar at Oak Ridge, by a good margin, about 700 teraflops more than that Jaguar machine at like 1.7 or 1.76 petaflops. So it's not like they just edged them out, they just crushed them. Now this is about 2 weeks in advance of the top 500 list, but obviously the smart money is now on that Chinese supercomputer to take the number one spot from the U.S. for the first time in like 6 years. I don't think there's going to be another supercomputer hiding somewhere that has been built somewhere in secret that's going to beat out 2.5 petaflops, although it's always a possibility. But it was a stunning revelation, and this supercomputer, you'd be not surprised to hear, was using GPUs, which is how they were able to get so much performance out of it. It's like they had something like 7,000 GPUs, in this case, the NVIDIA Tesla GPUs. And actually, the peak petaflops was nearly 5 petaflops. They were able to squeeze out 2.5 Linpack petaflops out of that. So that was stunning. And when I heard that news, I couldn't help thinking back to that op-ed piece that Andy Keen wrote. Andy, of course, heads the Tesla GPU business unit at NVIDIA. And in that article, he was bemoaning the fact that the U.S. wasn't being aggressive about moving quickly enough in adopting supercomputing technologies and moving forward. And obviously, he's thinking about GPU computing technology here. And Nicole, we both read that op-ed piece, and it was sort of interesting to sort of distance himself from the U.S. But I'm sure Andy already knew about this system, because obviously NVIDIA had been, you know, shipping these GPUs. I mean, there were 7,000 of them, so they had advanced. And I think there's actually another Chinese supercomputer that's going to show up that on that top 500. So that was something I think we're going to hear a lot about in the next 2 weeks and beyond, that the Chinese are moving more aggressively with this technology in particular. They've got like 4 or 5 systems like this. And I know you thought a lot about Andy's piece and the fact that we're not really moving as aggressively as India and China and some of these other smaller companies who now seem to be overtaking more traditional guys like the U.S., Germany, and the U.K.
Right, Michael. And it's interesting to go back and read that article again, knowing that he definitely knew in advance about that announcement. So it lends a whole new level of meaning and depth to that, and definitely worth revisiting. So interestingly, though, while China is building some of the fastest, greatest supercomputers, they're not quite as developed on the cloud front as the United States and Europe. And in fact, a lot of the cloud news that comes out of China is because American companies are investing in giant telecoms and other companies over there. So they may be leading on the top 500, but as far as cloud computing goes, and of course, we can have a mini war about which one is sort of more important and for what reasons, definitely United States and Europe are ahead of the game there. So,
yeah, I mean, you definitely don't hear very much about Chinese cloud computing. I mean, actually, we don't know a lot about a lot of the HPC work in general in China, because a lot of it is sort of under the radar. But yeah, it does seem like the Chinese now are concentrating on the top supercomputing systems, but not the cloud. And this would have been the week to do it. I mean, we just had the ISC Cloud Conference this week in Germany. Now, neither of us, unfortunately, were able to attend. We've got a lot of other events we're trying to negotiate in the next few weeks. But our Intersect 360 buddies, Addison Snell and Sue Korn, were able to attend. And they actually, through the magic of digital technology, recorded their thoughts on the event just as it wrapped up on Friday and gave it to us. Let's take a listen.
From the ISC Cloud Conference in Frankfurt, Germany, this is Addison Snell for HPC Wire Soundbite, and I'm joined by Sue Korn, senior analyst with us at Intersect 360 Research. Sue, thanks for flying to Germany with me.
Hey, it was my pleasure, Addison.
We're here attending ISC Cloud, of course, which wrapped up today after a day and a half of presentations. And one thing I like about the fact that they pulled this conference together is that ISC, of course, has the ability to take a lot of the cloud conversations that are floating around in general IT and in as part of the HPC discussion, but really get it focused down onto HPC and what it means for HPC applications. I thought maybe we could start by talking about what we liked about the conference, Sue.
Yeah, sure, Addison. Thanks. There were quite a few things I really enjoyed about this conference. I think for me, the HPC focus was quite unique from many of the other conferences we've attended. There's always cloud seems to be mentioned in every one, and I particularly like that this was focused on HPC. I like some of the formats that they chose. I understand it's similar in the ISC conference. The hot seat inquisition sessions were great fun. I love the format of giving each vendor 10 minutes, strict 10 minutes, because we're here in Germany, to make his case.
Those hot seat panels are always very popular at ISC, too. I was delighted they brought them here.
Yeah, I think that was the general consensus for the folks that I talked to. So each vendor got 10 minutes to make his case and then 5 minutes to respond to challenging questions from a panel of industry experts. I thought it was a very interesting format and made for quite a interesting discussions. I also really liked the panel discussions, which were also lively with varied opinions about cloud space for HPC, which seemed to me the only consensus was that there really was no consensus.
Yeah, well, you know, part of the thing that drove some of that difference in consensus is it felt like there were and as much as everyone got up and said, here's my definition of cloud, and everyone had some uniqueness to it, they could fall into two main categories. On one hand, you had a certain people who were looking at cloud as an architecture, the way that, say, a Google or an Amazon builds out their entire IT infrastructure in a dynamic fashion, that architecture is a cloud. And then there was another set of people, and this is the way that we tend to look at it more from a usage case standpoint for HPC. HPC applications at Intersect 360, looking at I've got an HPC application, I'm going to outsource that to somebody's infrastructure. And that access model is what I think of as a cloud. And it's not that one definition is more valid than another, but it felt like people got a little bit of cross purposes sometimes saying, no, this is a cloud, no, this is a cloud.
So true. I agree with that, Addison. Were there other things you liked about the conference?
Yeah, I thought a real highlight was the Dan Reed with Microsoft keynote that started things off. Dan, of course, is a longtime HPC luminary and speaks with a great deal of expertise, both as an end user on the supercomputing side and as a vendor now at Microsoft, and has a keen eye forward in terms of what some of the cloud challenges and usage cases are going to be for HPC. I thought his presentation was excellent.
I agree. And the reception last night was really interesting, too.
The reception last night was a blast. They took us to Sachsenhäuser Warte, which was a short bus ride away. It was kind of an ancient beer garden kind of place where we also got to taste the traditional apple wine of the region.
And wonderful German food and great, great service. They did a very nice job.
Yeah, it was really very well organized all the way around, another real compliment to the event. But naturally, it was a first-year event, and there are going to be a couple things they could look to improve for next time. From my perspective, and as much as we're talking about how great it is to have a a conference that can focus the cloud conversation on HPC. I did find there were several presentations, particularly in the first day, that were kind of general cloud IT topics about here's why cloud is a good idea in general, or what the barriers for cloud are in general, without really taking HPC into consideration or HPC applications at all. I felt like we could have done without those, not that they aren't valuable, but because we see them other places.
I think you're absolutely right with that. I felt like there was also a little bit of redundancy in some of the presentations. For example, on the second day, the hot seat session, 2/3 of those presentations I had just seen in the prior hour in the room next door, pretty much word for word, which was nice because my notes, I missed a few figures and I was able to catch them the second time around.
You get it on the replay.
And then I think also on the panel presentations, 3/4 of those had been presented before. Only one of the presenters actually answered the specific questions that were thought through carefully and asked by the organizing committee as a topic for that panel discussion. So that was a little bit of a disappointment for me. I think those 60 minutes we could have gotten back and gotten another session in, I think.
Well, yeah, and if you cut out some of the other presentations that really didn't have to do with HPC specifically, that would give you that extra time to maybe have a separate session to say, well, cloud as an architecture is different from cloud as an access model, or to discuss maybe cloud for research environments versus cloud for production environments in HPC. I think you could have found other interesting topics to take up that slack.
Indeed.
One interesting question that gets brought up is, does this really belong as a separate conference, or would we rather see this as a half day or a full day attached to the regular ISC conference? It wasn't brought up by the organizers. It was brought up by a few attendees I'd talked to. I thought that was an interesting question. But in any case, this is an important conversation, HPC in the cloud, and I was delighted that we came out here for it.
Oh, yeah, me too. I thought it was very worthwhile.
Not least of which, because we've got our own cloud study that we've just released a report preview of that we were able to distribute at the conference and we'll have on our own website shortly. Thanks very much for leading the write-up of that, Sue.
My humble pleasure.
But in any case, we're delighted to be involved. We'll certainly be back for the conference again next year in whatever form that it takes. So, Sue, thanks very much for joining me in Frankfurt. Now let's send it back to HPC Wire Soundbite.
Thank you, Addison.
So one thing that caught my attention when Addison and Sue were talking is some of the presentations, it sounds like, were on why cloud is such a good idea in general, not necessarily why it's good for HPC. And in general, it sounded like there was a lot of theory presented, a lot of thought leadership, but not cloud use cases. Nicole, is that sort of what you're finding when you cover the space, that there's more theory and less use than you might think at this point?
Yes, and actually I wrote a blog about this, I think it was last week, and that blog came about partially because I was looking at the lineup for Cloud Expo, and while a lot of the presentations are going to be informative, especially if you are an enterprise user, there were very few, if any, real use cases. I mean, what we really need is to have somebody who's actually deployed a private cloud or used a public cloud, especially for mission-critical applications, to tell it like it is, to kind of say, these are the challenges we came up against. This is how long it took for us to do it. This was the cost. This was the return on investment. I was really hoping that there would be something like that coming out of ISC Cloud, but there wasn't. However, I do have to say that Kathy Yellick from Lawrence Berkeley Lab, she did give a presentation where she talked about the Magellan Cloud. I know that there were a few other use cases, but I'm not sure how in-depth those went.
I do know there are use cases there, and I don't know how candid the users are about talking with them. But I hear about, especially in the bio space, Eli Lilly, Pfizer, they're starting to use the cloud for actually real stuff. Now, I don't know why they wouldn't think this was a good venue to go out and talk about those things, but maybe they're not encouraged to do so. But there are use cases out there. You just have to maybe look a little deeper and see some of those. But I was sort of disappointed that we didn't see that sort of thing. I know there. It's not like it's all theory. People are starting to use this delivery model.
Yeah, but like Addison was saying, there were all of these discussions about definitions of cloud, and that seems to me it's not necessarily a waste of time. I mean, you got some brilliant people present there. Again, Kathy Yellick, Dan Reed from Microsoft. He's definitely a luminary in this space, has a lot of interesting things to say. Wasting a lot of time on definitions at this point, when to me they seem sort of, yeah, they're nebulous, but they're also a given. You've got on-demand resources. If we can stop there and move on and start presenting some valid use cases, then we're making good use of conference time.
Right. You talked about cloud. Some people looked at it as an architecture, and then some people were looking at it as an access model, and you felt like those, Radisson was thinking those people seemed like they were sort of across purposes, and there was just sort of maybe some wasted friction there. But I think we are sort of at that stage for cloud, and especially in the HPC space for cloud, that it is sort of a definitional phase we're going through, and people are trying to figure out what's important and how we define it. But it, you know, and this is the first ISC cloud conference, so you have to expect some of that. But I guess it just shows sort of where we are in this area right now.
Mm-hmm. Looking at cloud as an architecture is a really interesting way to approach a lot of the questions for HPC clouds. Is it worth spending an entire day on? However, no, I don't think it is.
Yeah, I mean, and like you mentioned before, I mean, Microsoft was there with Dan Reed, had the keynote. I mean, Microsoft is one of these companies that's obviously very interested in the intersection between HPC and the cloud. But I don't believe Amazon was there, at least didn't give any presentations. And they just came up with, you know, their HPC in the cloud product just a short time ago. And I was thinking, well, why aren't they at that conference? If they're really committed to delivering HPC via their cloud platform, you know, why didn't they show up? It's not all about thought leadership. I mean, they have an actual product out there, even more so than Microsoft.
Right. And they're very forthcoming with their case studies, too. They find clients to actually talk about their experiences pretty openly. I think the only Amazon discussion that might have emerged is, again, I'm going to mention her name, Kathy Yellick from Berkeley. They've experimented extensively with EC2 and with the new cluster compute instances at Berkeley. But I'm surprised, too, that they didn't find anyone from Amazon. There are some great people who speak out regularly, both on their blog and on other podcasts. They give a lot of really great information about implementing public clouds for mission-critical applications. But to not have something like that at an HPC cloud conference when there are so many potential use cases that they could have talked about is definitely they're lacking right there, I think.
Yeah. Well, I mean, this is, like we said, this is the first ISC cloud conference, and we'll be hoping for many more. Right now, it seems like they're HPC and cloud maybe is the Rodney Dangerfield of the cloud space. But, you know, this is the first one, and we'll look forward to next year. And maybe we will be able to attract, or they will be able to attract some of these companies that are you know, have more production capabilities, and we'll have more use cases to report on. But until then, you know, you'll be going to Cloud Expo next week. We'll both be going to SC in a couple weeks. So we've got some busy times ahead of us, and we'll be doing some obviously very interesting reporting and story gathering from there.
Absolutely. Cloud Expo, I'm not sure how much there's going to be for me there. I mean, as far as companies focused on HPC cloud, there may be five or six companies I plan on spending a lot of time with. However, some of the sessions are going to give me some background on what's going on in enterprise and what the concerns are. But again, not a lot of use cases, and that's what strikes me as most important right now.
Yeah, but it'll be interesting to see, you know, who's coming to that show, even people that aren't presenting, and maybe we'll get a chance to talk to people and kind of gauge the interest and maybe get the take the temperature of the water of the HPC people there. So I am looking forward to that, and we'll meet up at SC and we'll do it all again.
Sounds good, Michael. Great talking to you.
Great talking to you. So long.
You've been listening to HPC Wire Soundbite with Michael Feldman and Addison Snell. Got a question or comment for Michael or Addison? Email soundbite@hpcwire.com. HPC Wire Soundbite is available every Friday afternoon from iTunes or at hpcwire.com. HPC Wire, the leading source for global news and information covering the ecosystem of high productivity computing.